Hi, I'm John Weber, and our guest today on Piano Jazz has about as perfect a vocal instrument as you're ever going to hear these days. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of the elder statesmen of jazz have to say. The great James Moody. Roberta Gamberini is my musical soulmate. She'll be the best singer around for quite a while. The sky's the limit for her. The great Hank Jones. Roberta Gamberini is the best singer to emerge in 60 years. And it is our blessed good fortune to have with us today vocalist Roberta Gamberini. Roberta, I'm so glad that Marion suggested you as a guest for Piano Jazz.
Oh, and I'm so excited to be here. I've been listening to this show for a long time, since I moved to the States. And I love Marion. I really, really love her.
Me too. You know, I've never met your mom and dad, but they met where exactly? I've heard the story, and I want you to tell me.
They met in their hometown of Torino, Italy, at a jazz concert. And it was a time, they were very young, it was a time after World War II, where the country was being reconstructed. And so jazz musicians started coming to tour and play. And it was a period of great excitement.
And so they were into music, right? Your father was a musician?
Yes, he played gigs when he was young, but he didn't turn it into a profession.
What instrument?
Tenor saxophone, and his idols were Coleman Hawkins and Don Byas.
Cool. And they named you, is this true they named you for a movie musical?
Yes, absolutely. From the movie Roberta, which had their theme song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which was also an important song for Don Byas, so there's all a connection that way.
Yeah. So you probably heard a lot of music growing up, I would imagine. You probably heard people coming to Torino, the jazz festival there?
Absolutely, yeah. First of all, I heard records because my dad had a record collection. A lot of his friends are also jazz collectors, jazz record vinyl collectors. So I heard a lot when I was basically born. And the first musicians who really caught my attention, who I absolutely adored when I was like a toddler, and even earlier than that, were Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald.
Love. Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky you. We should do a tune. Let's get right into the music. I'll quote James Moody talking about you, the sky's the limit. There was a movie called The Sky's the Limit with Fred Astaire and Joan Leslie, and I think you do a song from that movie.
Oh, there's a beautiful song from the movie. Yeah, Harold Arlen, lyrics by the great Johnny Mercer. It's called My Shining Hour.
Oh, you do?
Song.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's
cool.
do it. This moment, this minute, and each second in it will cast a glow upon the sky. And as time goes by, it will never die. This will be my shining hour. Calm and happy and bright in my dream.
I need to ask you about this. I read an article about you in which you described the connection between singing and storytelling, which I thought was pretty brilliant. I remember you saying something that when you're telling a story, you're constantly in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, because the story develops in the moment. It's like a movie. Usually has and a song has a certain structure, usually where there's a climax, something happens that takes you up to a climax, and then, you know, it's a constantly something that's constantly changing and evolving. And
right.
So are you while you sing it.
Exactly. You know? I mean, that's exactly what a jazz performance is. It is in the moment. And
right.
even the great story, the Madame Butterfly story, for example, was even made into a jazz standard at one point.
Right. It was a gentleman who was a timpanelli composer who went to the opera theater, and I believe it was the first American performance of Madame Butterfly. They had one before in Italy, but it was met with great disapprovement, and it was an opera that was too modern probably for the time, but it has this great success in America. And he went and heard this magnificent music, but was attracted by the story and thought it would be great to have a pop song, of the time. And of course, they would tell the story of Butterfly, and so he did it, and it became a big standard. Coleman Hawkins played it, and many great singers sang it. And so
including
it's
you.
Fantastic. Well, I love the song. It was,
I love your version of Poor Butterfly. We should play that. I'd love to do that with you.
Poor Butterfly. Neath her blossoms waiting, poor butterfly. For she loved him so, the moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low.
You know, Roberta, I want to thank your dad someday for a very thoughtful get well gift that he gave you when you had the flu when you were a kid. He gave you a present which significantly shape your future.
Absolutely. And it's a present that I still have and hold on to very dearly. It was a vinyl of the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Carmen McRae playing all of Brubeck's tunes with lyrics by Iola Brubeck, who's Dave's lovely wife, who's a great, great lyricist. And, you know, the world knows about Dave the pianist, Dave the composer, the arranger. But, you know, about his songs, his songbook, some of his songs are known, and maybe a lot of people associate him with Take Five, which, by the way, was written by Paul Desmond. But a lot of people are not aware of the magnitude and the beauty of Dave's vocal production in terms of songs with lyrics. It's amazing. He's got so many, many wonderful, wonderful songs, and all have beautiful lyrics, and all would make some fantastic contemporary standards because they're all modern and fresh.
You're right. And I mean, Dave even wrote an opera at one point. I think he took Cannery Row, and he cherry-picked two vocalists, Kurt Elling and the great Roberta Gamberini.
Moi.
I love that. That was great. I saw on YouTube Dave playing Alice in Wonderland. There's some kind of a Disney compilation they were doing, and you were on vocal, and he was just smiling ear to ear, loving every note that you sang.
Oh, he was sublime on this date. You know, we just recorded the tune one time, and it was just magic. Playing with him was magic, really.
In his own sweet way.
In his own sweet way. Oh, yeah.
We should do that.
That's a great, isn't that a great tune?
You do a nice version of that.
Yeah, I love the song, and I love the lyric again. It's a great, great tune. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. In your own sweet way, you've turned the whole world upside down, put on a false face, played the clown. Well, you've had your say. Now it's plain to see I'm nothing but a passing phase. You don't intend to mend your ways and remain with me. I found your style.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz and NPR.